Westlock. More than 125 people from across the region came out to support the second annual Westlock Rotary Trail Fun Run. Despite cool temperatures and gusty conditions, people of all ages ran, walked and strolled in the annual Mother's Day Fun Run May 8, hosted by the Rotary Club of Westlock. Participants chose from three events including a 3-kilometer, 5-kilometer or 10-kilometer. Following the three events, participants enjoyed a Mother's Day brunch and children took part in a kids' treasure hunt along the 3-kilometer route. This year, the event raised about $6,000 for trail improvements, which will include updated paving, washroom access, new garbage cans and the addition of solar lights. "We'll be lighting up probably about 2 or 3 kilometers of the trail," said Rotary Trail Committee member Tammy Round, "for safety and to extend the use. We discovered that the trail was very well used during COVID, so we want to make it accessible for everybody and keep it clear, keep it lit." The Rotary Trail was built in 1998-99 and is a 10-kilometer paved trail. For many during the pandemic, it provided the only means of physical activity during shutdowns, as well as a place that many used to socialize safely with friends and family members. Today, it remains an enjoyable way for people to exercise and the outdoors. "We had a ton of people getting out and using the trail because it was the only way to visit with friends. They were using it as a way to social distance, and then people who enjoyed physical activity were using it as their outlet for exercise," said fellow Rotary Trail Committee member Megan Balasak. "That spring and summer of 2020, we saw a huge increase in the usage of the trail." Balasak noted that residents can expect to see the improvements to the trail begin in the coming weeks and continue throughout the summer. "The garbage cans are ordered, and they should be here late May and probably will be installed in June, and the solar lighting is set to be installed in June as well," said Balasak. "We have to build the washroom facilities first, so they'll be later on in the summer, and the paving will happen in midsummer." Christine Jean, townandcountrytoday.com.